Overtones. Arrangement Practice Series. I've decided to try something a little different today. I don't know how it will work, but I thought it'd be fun to try. In case you've ever wondered how a musician comes up with arrangements or cover music, I'm going to show you, at least this is how it is for me. Some of you are familiar with the hymn I Stand All Amazed. I've been intending for a while to come up with an arrangement of it, though I've never tried with this one before. I've attempted to play it out of the hymn book, and have played the simplified hymns version from sheet music, so I'm quite familiar with the tune, but I've never tried to make my own arrangement. So I've decided for this particular hymn, I would record every bit of practice I do on this song, every minute that I'm working on this song, and I'd publish it on my blog. That way you'll hear exactly what I've been doing with it. Obviously, it will start rather pathetic. It's my first try at it. My intent is to give non-musicians an idea of what I'm doing when I come up with an original arrangement of a well-known tune. You might say I'm trying to expose some of the mysteries of composition. If you want to know how to develop the skill to be able to work on a tune, or, in other words, if you want to get to know how to get where I am with music and composition and so forth, you'll have to read the Play by Ear, Write by Heart series that I've been doing for this blog. There's a lot of it yet to come, but this series, we'll call it Arrangement Practice Series, will be from my first attempt at a tune to the finished product. Maybe I'll even throw in commentary along the way, none of which was spoken while being played. I simply don't have the ability to do that. I have no idea how many episodes it will take to finish the job, maybe 2 and maybe 20. So here we go. So I'm just starting out here with some very simple chords. I could tell just by the way the melody goes, which basic chords to start with, but then I have to try some different things to get some both variety and even to even find the right chord that it is in the sheet music too. And this particular song I am going to be doing for voice, so I don't have to be playing the melody very much in the piano part. Mostly I just play the melody to figure out what to do with the left hand. So at the times when there's no melody playing, it's because I'm kind of trying to play it through in my mind and see if I can make a good left-hand part that will be good with voice. I find this little left-hand part, and I think, oh, that's not too bad. Let's play around with that. Sorry if you start getting bored of this. This is how practice sessions go. I've got to do it over and over until I kind of get the feel for what I'm hearing in my mind, you know, trying to duplicate in my mind what I'm thinking it might sound like, which doesn't always work. But it takes playing it and attempting over and over to even figure out if it would work. At this point, I started realizing I'm not going to be able to play the melody and pluck out the left-hand part that I'd like to try, and that's kind of a challenge because that means I've got to play it through with my left hand without the right hand, record it, and then play the melody with the piano afterward, or with the flute. In this case, I will get out the flute in a minute. In the recording of the piano, when the flute comes in, was pre-recorded, so I wasn't certain if it was going to work or not. To forgive my bad flute skills here, too. I really wasn't going for a nice sound. I was just seeing if the timing and so forth go with the chords okay. Echo and so forth, which echo always helps it to sound good. At this point, I'm kind of bored of that attempt, or this particular sound, so I start messing around with some other ideas. The difficult thing about this hymn is that it doesn't change chords a whole lot. I could add some unique chord changes and so forth that would match individual notes that are in the melody, but it's difficult because the melody moves a lot, but the chords don't. A lot of 1-5. In this song. So I either have to find a way to make 1-5 interesting, or try some weird chords that happen to also work. And sometimes coming up with a little before and after or an in-between melody that's unique is the easy part. It's coming up with what's going to work with the actual melody that's difficult. And of course, for a second, this is playing around a little bit with the minor chord. And oftentimes I will record some little thing like that and then go back and play it with the flute or with the melody in the right hand over the top of it. And sometimes that helps a lot. But I didn't really do that on this practice. Love to be able to leave the melody out and just use the chords, but often I don't know either what chords to play or what the timing is if I don't have the melody in the background or in the right hand. So here's trying some more again, but again I can't really play these and the melody at the same time. But I just kind of do my best just to get an idea of what it might kind of sound like. Discovered that the simpler the chord progression you use, the more interesting you've got to make the what you do with it. Because if it's too simple and very repetitive, also, then people get bored of it fast. So you got to either make it a really interesting way of doing it, which we haven't necessarily found yet, or play around with the chords. And at this point, I'm kind of thinking, okay, I'm getting a little tired of this. Maybe I'll go to something else when I'm finished here. So obviously, we didn't accomplish much this time, but I did record it so that if I the next time I listen to it and think, ooh, what if I did this with it, then that would help. Or I might just try something totally new next time. But that's it for this practice.